Mic check, 1, 2. This is In Good Company. I'm your host, Maul Daniels. I don't know what the title of this episode really. So, I mean, I guess Juneteenth should be the title of this episode. It marks an historic time in our lifetime, in my lifetime, of what's going on in society today that people around the world actually are recognizing when slavery actually ended for the African American communities, or, you know, Africans that were in America, bred, slaved, worked, built America, were here as an original people, as historic times show. You can look that up. I actually come to y'all because I feel like there is so much to talk about, and all we have is time. Right, time is the only thing that we can't get back. So wasting people's time is very unattractive, as I would like to call it. But we are on the precipice, basically, of like change. You know, you see a lot of marching going on. You see a lot of very activist, you know, things going on, and you know. Silence isn't the answer anymore, or passive thought isn't the answer anymore. The time is now to communicate real change and real issues with stuff that we see that's going on. Let's just get into the shits, you know what I mean? For the most part, I believe that our country has seen its fair share of history as of late. We don't even need to go back too far. We can stay within 5 years. I believe we have been not victim to, but we've been in the presence of real change. And it's not change that is so drastic that it you don't see it. You don't know what it used to be because it's so blatant. But some of the change is good. Some of it I think is a little overkill. I feel like any change is good change. Right, nothing should stay the same. I preach that like it's the back of my hand. Nothing should stay the same. That garners progress should stay the same. It's just not how we want our world to evolve and how we want it to work. I think that for us as a people to progress, we need to listen to each other and truly get the idea of, hey, understanding is our like stepping stone. It's our key to moving forward, or trying to make things happen. It's not, oh, you feel that way? Oh, I don't see it that way. Or I never experienced that. Yeah, that's cool that you never experienced something, but I'm telling you what I experienced. In my opinion, that's what's most important. Listening to people express themselves, and that way you can move forward. Empathy is something that we as human beings can understand. Even other animals understand it. But the way we communicate that is special, because we can see it, feel it, speak it, think it. It's actually one of the most intellectual things that we can do. You know, I was listening to some conversations, some other people's conversations, and I have to say that I was like, I gotta talk about this, because maybe a lot of people don't know, don't want to understand, don't want to figure it out. But we should not run to people who their job is to entertain, right? And I'm not saying that they can't be something else, but when they're not that thing, we can't get mad at them. We can't put them in such a bind. And now when they do speak out, they're saying the wrong things because they're almost forced to push your agenda or your idea or the stuff that they've been doing sonically. I love J. Cole. I've loved that dude's music since he started. And I'm talking about before. People that know me personally know that I was on Cole before a lot of people. People that I know from where he's from, I told them about this guy. I've listened to a lot of stuff that he's had to say in music regarding societal issues, but never once did I think his word is law. I've seen him out protesting when Michael Brown was gunned down, when Freddie Gray was killed. I've seen it, but never once did I think he's Elijah Muhammad. Not once, because J. Cole is who he is, Jermaine Cole from Fayetteville, North Carolina. He went to college in New York. He does music signed by Jay-Z, from Jay-Z listening to one song. The one song was Lights Please. And he makes great music. He makes thought-provoking music. Never did I believe that he needed to be necessarily my voice to white America or to anyone. Never did I think that. Never will I think that. I don't look at entertainers for guidance on social issues. They could speak about it. I'm happy that, you know, when a person uses their platform, uses their music, when they could be putting out nonsense, they use their music to actually speak to something, because communication is everywhere, right? And he may put a little bit here, a little bit there, a little bit here, a little bit there, or he may make a whole album about it, To Pimp a Butterfly. That's Kendrick, by the way. But I never look at these people, athletes, any of them, I never look at them to be my voice. A lot of people would disagree with me. They would say, oh, these people should use their platforms. You know, they're making millions of dollars and all that stuff. And, you know, you have people like whatever the lady name is, Laura Ingram, who would tell LeBron James to shut up and dribble when he's speaking out against something. If you're speaking out, if you're taking a knee, if you're doing these things, I can appreciate it. But if you're not doing these things, I'm not going to hold it against you because you're not. I'm going to look to those who, this is their field. This is the things that they do. They're professionals at it. Your profession is rhyming. Rhyming words, putting thoughts together. However you may look at it, that's your lane. I get that. Stepping out of your lane, some people are not as well equipped to step out their lane. And to force a person to step out that lane and they say something outlandish is crazy. Because you know what's going to happen. We're going to ridicule that person. We're going to tell that person shut up. We're going to try to cancel that person. We're going to do all these things that may not necessarily be constructive to what we're trying to do, to the movement, to things we're trying to accomplish, all because you thought that this person should take what they do from entertainment, right? Entertainment to actual reality. I really believe that's like one of the worst issues we have, that we take visually on a screen what we see and try to make it real. That stuff is based on a true story. It's not the true story. You know, they're speaking about the stuff that's in the streets, in society. They are not society, right? They're doing that in a studio with engineers and professional people to make it sound certain ways, and clips and cuts and all of these things to give you the best product. It's not raw and uncut. It's the best product. Knowing that, you have to understand that they're people too. And I'm not excusing a person for standing up for what's going on today. What I am saying is that I personally will never look to someone that's not their field, it's not their job. I'm not gonna ask a dentist to draw a blueprint for my house. I'm just not. I know that's like so far-fetched, but I hope you understand what I'm saying. That's not what I'm gonna do, right? I'm gonna read myself, I'm gonna educate myself, and I'm going to go out myself and do these things. If you wait on other people to move how you want them to move, you're going to be waiting for a long time. Because then when they do decide to move, they won't move the way that you thought they should. And all you'll do is criticize them when you really are criticizing your expectations of them, if that makes sense. I believe that Dave Chappelle said it best. Who cares what Ja Rule thinks at a time like this? So what he said, who cares what they think at a time like this? I don't care what they think. They're almost not real. They exist, but on some imaginary plane. Because what you see from them on TV or pictures or whatever, that's not really who they are. So it may not be what they're about. So don't get upset with them thinking that they have what it takes when they may not. But I want to get into something. So I read and listened to the Cold track that dropped, right? Snow on the Bluff. If anybody knows the movie or documentary or whatever it is on Netflix, Snow on the Bluff is about a guy in Atlanta who starts recording a lot of stuff going on in the streets. A lot of stuff happens in this docuseries or movie, whatever it is. He eventually sells it to somebody and they put it out on Netflix. It's how it's kind of, it's like a found footage type of deal, like the Blair Witch Project type of thing. It's called Snow on the Bluff. I don't know why he named it Snow on the Bluff, whatever, right? I guess it's the analogy or the metaphor that this is as real as Snow on the Bluff is. I want to read something as far as like the words go in these lyrics. Not because I'm criticizing him, but because it'll bring me to what I want to talk about. In the first verse, right, he says, "Niggas be thinking I'm deep, intelligent, fooled by my college degree. My IQ is average. There's a young lady out there. She way smarter than me." I'm going to go through another part to it. "She strike me as somebody blessed enough to grow up in a conscious environment with parents that know about the struggle for liberation. And in turn, they provide her with the perspective and awareness of the system and unfairness that afflicts them." I'm going to stop there. So the person that a lot of people think he's talking about is this person called, goes by No Name. That's who they go by, No Name. Now, No Name is an activist and she's young. She's done a few things or whatever. Now, I've listened to J. Cole's music a lot, like a lot, and I've never really heard him go at someone who is ill-equipped, unarmed, or defenseless in his intellectual, ammunition of a point. So, I listened to the song, I don't know, 15 times straight. I don't know who he's talking about. In my opinion, it sounds like he's talking about himself. He states facts, he states what he thinks how this person was raised. That's what he does. But he's talking about himself, about how he doesn't feel intelligent as we have made him out to be, as intelligent as we made him out to be. He doesn't feel as part of a movement as we've made him out to be, even though he's been to school and he's done these things and he has great conversations to other celebrity people, right? He may be the in-between, right? He has one foot in reality and one foot in the celebrity of it all, the glitz and the glamour, because he's still an entertainer. But he says, "My IQ is average." So I believe he is speaking about himself in a way that is, I don't want to say it's demeaning, but he's trying to be truthful in who he is and put it out there. And he put it on record so he don't have to say it millions of times over. You could just repeat it and replay it. He said he thinks he's average. If he thinks he's average, you shouldn't think he's extraordinary, because he's telling you that he feels like he's average. That's just the way it is. Now, the person that people allegedly feel like he's talking about is No Name. Well, apparently, No Name on Twitter criticizes celebrities for not speaking out, saying that they speak out in their music, but they can't speak out when it counts. So where are these people, Me personally, I don't care where they are. They could be behind their rabbit-proof fence in their mansion. I don't care about that. They're one person. There are millions of people out here doing things. They're one person. One. Or five. Or whatever. They're not the people on the street going for it. Right? And the fact that we don't realize that right off the bat is kind of like we've had this conversation before. Putting your faith in someone who isn't necessarily real will cause you disappointment. And I'm talking about the idea of a J. Cole or Kendrick Lamar. And I use those two people because I love what they stand for. I love what they're about. But if you think that what they're saying is going to translate the way a person that's like really out there every day getting it, you're wrong. You want the glitz and the glamour version of what's really going on. And you're going to be disappointed. Right. But I want to get into something that No Name says, because she came out with a song. I want to say it was last night, called Song 33. I don't know why it's called Song 33. Maybe it's a biblical thing. I don't know. But she says, why Toy and Body don't embody all the life she wanted. A baby just 19. I know I dream all black. I seen her everything immortalized in tweets all caps. A lot can be said about what she's saying. But again, listening to the lyrics, looking at the lyrics, I hear her talking about herself. But everyone feels like this song is criticizing Cole, which I believe Cole even retweeted saying, listen to this song. Right? And maybe it's all a ploy to like put her in the forefront, like, hey, listen to this girl on music and on whatever. I don't know. It seems very convenient that she criticized people for not speaking out and then is re-criticized allegedly from someone, and then she puts out a song almost answering that song of criticism. I don't know. It sounds confusing, but it could be a coincidence. But anyway, she continues and say, but niggas in the back quiet as a church mouse. Basement studio when duty calls to get the verse out. I guess the ego hurt now. It's time to go to work. Wow. Look at him go. He really about to write about me when the world is in smokes. I'm going to just stop right there with that. So I'm not sure. Honestly, it's a lot of criticism going on in that song and in the Cole song. The Cole song, for me, what I hear is him criticizing himself to the idea that he's not as smart as someone and he's their senior. And in this, it's just like their interpretation of what that song was about and maybe what he's about. And maybe he feels the heat from this person, from No Name. The same way that Kanye felt the heat from him when Kanye was like, oh, Cole's always dissing me type of deal. I don't know. Truly and honestly, who cares? Who cares? They're making music. Music is open for interpretation. What one person think may not be how another person feel. The idea that we have this like boxed in thought and it's insane to me. It makes no sense. We have way more to think about, you know, than that. There's a lot going on and it doesn't stop. Like I don't care if Cole thinks this girl is Nefertiti. I don't care. It doesn't matter. And I don't care if she thinks he's not doing enough. That's her opinion. I leave her with her opinion. I leave him with his criticism to himself or whatever the case is. None of that stuff matters right now. But people seem to want to make it matter. And it shouldn't, right? Just like the whole NBA thing coming back and people trying to figure out if it's going to distract from the movement and these things. I don't know what it's going to do. I do know that playing basketball should be at the back of people's minds. It's a game. Are we that detached that we want that distraction? And when I say distraction, what I'm really getting at is we want to put the blinders on and sit in front of our phones, our electronic devices, TVs, whatever, and watch basketball. And I love basketball. I'm named after a basketball player. But what focus are we having? It literally I get that people want the world to get back to normal, but it was never normal. It was only a veil. It was only a cover. That's all it was. It was never normal. It was never on the right path. It was never great. But we seem to think that, oh, we could get back to how it was. We could get back to doing the same things we do. You can't. It'll never go back to being the same. I don't want it to go back to being whatever it was and however it was. Little things, you know, that's fine. But all that sugarcoating shit and whatever, that's over with. Like, we have a very unique opportunity to move forward, to evolve, to do things that have never been done before. We're going to do them because we're going to remember days like this one where they're trying to make this day as important as it always been for people that look like me. It's always been important. For other people, I don't know. I can't speak for everyone, but I know it's been important for me. I think that we have to remember, you know, a lot of people, like I said, it's so crazy because people, they want you to forget stuff in history, but they want to teach their version of history and leave it. So you want the accomplishments that history is built upon, but you don't want the struggles and the strife that history is really about. I'll help you out, right? So there's this article. You can look this up. It's called The Last Slaves of Mississippi. I'm not picking on Mississippi, but fucking truth is the truth. All right. So there was a family living in enslavement, pretty much forced to pick cotton. All these things that you heard about in slavery in Mississippi. This is years after slavery is ended. These people are picking cotton. This family. Now, I may be misunderstanding, but how is this okay? How are we at a point where we look at another person in these times, not back then, in these times, and say, you're going to work for me for free and you're going to do what I say do, or I'm going to beat you. 13th Amendment, right? You should look that up. But these people weren't in jail. They didn't commit a crime and they're working off servitude or anything like that. They are people. A family. And they're basically enslaved. Look it up. Last Slaves of Mississippi. It just tells me that people are oblivious to the things that go on with other people if it doesn't directly affect them. And that goes with the idea that we want celebrities to be this voice. And I'm not saying don't hold people accountable in times like these. What I'm saying is don't criticize them for not criticizing something. You can hold their feet to the fire if they say something. Saying something in a song, we all know, is not real life. A lot of entertainers want to say that they're authentic, that they're real, that they did all of these great things, and whatever the case is, it's a ruse. It's lights and cameras and action, and it's all those things that we have been taught from yay high to be mesmerized by. That's literally what has taken place. Meanwhile, nobody's talking about that. This was literally not that long ago. No one's talking about that. You've never heard that in any song ever. You know why? Because nobody wants to educate themselves on such a thing. No one does it. They talk about what's immediate because the attention span is so short. We want it now. We want it quick. And we're over it. But when it benefits, they'll bring up something from 10 years ago, 20 years ago, 40 years ago. Bring up something like that in the 90s. You could bring up, you know, the Watts riots and all of these things. They bring up Black Wall Street, which was a terrible situation. Terrible event that happened. You could bring this up. This is important. This should teach you that we are not far off from the idea of how they want society to look at some point, at some degree. Someone wants it to look like this, and we don't even know why. We do know why, but obviously it's because people are taught this. And a lot of times it's hard to unteach someone that was taught something. And that goes for everyone. When I was in school, I had to read a lot of books in school. One of the books was The Miseducation of the Negro. And on the cover, and I'm not going to get into the book itself, but on the cover, some of the covers, I'll say, the one that I had in middle school, right? And I'm talking like 7th, 8th grade. The one I had a female, I believe it was a female. It was a person with a lock wrapped around their head, saying that their brain was locked and that it needed to be unlocked. So you needed to forget everything that you were taught and relearn, basically, is what it was like giving you and teaching you, criticizing and basically putting into perspective the things that you learned and turn them on their head and say that you may need to question everything that you were taught, which is nothing wrong with that. So I was taught to think for myself and look up and do things for myself, not to look to people I see on television or hear in songs like their opinion matters more than mine or more than someone that I actually know. They don't live in the same world that I live in. They live in a different world. They live in a fictitious world. People around them are yes people. People around them are sucking at the teeth. You know, they're trying to get something out of them. Whether it's long-lasting friendship, whether it's a car, whether it's money, whatever. Everybody wants something from them. So they don't even know what's real anymore. And they watch TV just like you do. So their interpretation of what they see is a little bit sort of like what you see, except for they don't necessarily have to go out into the world the same way you do. They may go out with armed security. They may go out in blacked out vehicles. They may go out and there's like a rope between you and them and it separates y'all. Don't look at them like y'all are bound by skin color, by intellectual prowess, by any of these things that you think because they have a platform, they have to do these things. I say create a platform specifically for the things that you want and the things that you want to speak about and enlighten them, reteach them, because they don't know everything. They learning as they go, just like you, but they're learning to deal with stuff in front of everyone. They're learning to make mistakes in front of everyone. You get to make your mistakes and nobody really sees. You get to lie and nobody really questions it. You get to grow and no one sees the mistakes fall off you. They just see the end product, right? You get to go do those things in the comfort of yourself. They don't have that luxury, but they have many other luxuries. I don't know, man. I've never looked at a celebrity and said, man, how do they feel about this? I grew up in a real world with real problems, real decisions, and real solutions. I don't care what they think. They don't affect me. They never did. They never will. I enjoy their music. I enjoy their movies. I go to their concerts. I go to their screenings. That's entertainment. Who they are professionally, I could love or hate it. Who they are personally, I probably will never know. Don't really want to know. But, you know, to each his own. If you want to hold their feet to the fire, I'm with you. I understand. We all have a job to do. But I say, you know, continue to develop, to evolve, to have these conversations, to push each other to make things happen. I just wanted to maybe spew some stuff, give some dialogue, get some talk. You know, we got a lot going on. We got more coming. This is In Good Company. I am your host, Maul Daniels. Please share this, like it, subscribe to it. We gonna get it in, and I just want y'all to stay safe out there. Protect yourself. Oh, if real quick, if you are able to get a concealed carry or own a firearm, exercise your rights, man. Protect yourself. You'd rather be caught with it than without it. Trust me. But I'm going to go in and get out of here. Again, this is In Good Company. We're titling this Juneteenth. We're going to celebrate, you know, and we're going to keep it pushing, man. I'll be back with y'all. Y'all stay safe. Peace and love. We'll be right back.